Hello?
Hi, Mr. Harrison. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Fantastic. Jason, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Sorry?
Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Mr. Harrison, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Mr. Harrison, in MMA Legal, is to go out and gather the evidence for you. So that's right into social services, educational authorities, any sort of, you know, government body that I can get information from, I will. So this call isn't so much about your time at Rossi Farm. It's more to do with the trauma you suffered there and how that had a lasting effect on you into your adult life.
Yeah.
With stuff like in evidence, like, you know, being diagnosed with depression and PTSD or anxiety or suffering.
I've never been diagnosed with anything. I kept it to myself.
Okay.
You know, you're pretty much the first folk I've spoke to about it.
Okay, no problem. And kept it. Okay. Have you had any issue? Ever had any issues with alcohol, Jason, or any substance issues?
Yeah. I'm on a methadone script just now.
Okay. So that all leads to, you know, that all leads to trauma, masking trauma.
Yeah. Well, it's not a day I went by thinking about it, you know.
Yeah.
When I was a solvent abuser when I was in Rossi Farm, and then one thing led to another, and it led to another, you know.
Yeah. How long was you on heroin for?
About 5 years.
Okay. Are you still on the methadone, or are you clear of that now?
Yeah, I'm on a reduction prescription just now.
Okay.
It comes down 2 mil a month.
Okay. I don't see prescriptions from your GP, I presume, Jason?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's obviously the reason why I have these conversations with clients like yourself, is because what I'll do, Jason, is I'll write to your GP, and I'll get all your records because of, you know, from your time on heroin and your subsequent, you know, treatment for that, because that has to be taken into consideration when Scottish Redress are deliberating on our case, because it's, you know, it's mental health.
Yeah, I suffered a lot of mental health through the years because of it, but I kept it all to myself. You know, nobody was listening.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry you thought that.
That's not without me trying to ask them for help, you know. They weren't interested. The staff at Rossi, they were all interested in their paycheck at the end of the month.
No, I know.
You know, looking back on it now, you know, I'm an old man now. Looking back now, they were there to help children, you know, and I received no help.
No. No. These people don't help children. They absolutely destroy children's lives for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Not just the time and care. It's you know, everything else that comes with that.
I'm just tossed about from children's home to children's home to secure unit to, I don't know what Curtis School in Aberdeen was, a less B school or a less A school, I don't know. It wasn't a secure unit, but it was a school.
Yeah, was it a residential school?
Yeah. I had to get the train on a Monday and the train back to Forest on a Friday.
Okay. Well, I haven't got that school here. All I've got is the Rossi Farm. Do you want me to look into that school for you?
Yeah. I think it was burnt down by ex-pupils about 10 years ago. It was Cordyce in Aberdeen. Dice in Aberdeen. It was C-O-R-D-Y-C-E.
C-O-R. Run through me again with us, please. Sorry.
C-O-R-D-Y-C-E.
F-E-Y-C-E. And what was that? A lift school?
I don't know. I got the train from Forest on a Monday morning, and then the train back from Dice on a Friday afternoon.
Okay. And roughly what date was you in Cordyce to lift these girls?
I hated every institute I was put in, I hated.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. Well, roughly what year was you in this? I've got you in Rossy Farm from 89 to 94.
I can't remember the dates.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Yeah, it's no problem.
I think that was in Rossy Farm when the Lockerbie bomb blew up.
Oh, wow. What was that? I was young then. I was in 1980s, wasn't I?
Yeah. 86, I think.
I've got you here in Rossy Farm from 89 to 94. Is that not correct?
I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, it'll all be on record, I dare say.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We'll figure that out. We'll get that information for you. Okay, so why is not saved? I'm gonna have to run through that again. Sorry. So it was Cordyce, wasn't it?
C-O-R-D-Y-C-E. C-O-R-D-Y-C-E in Dice in Aberdeen.
Why is that saved? Okay. Was you there before Rossy Farm?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what I'll do, Jason, is I'll write to your GP. I'll get all your medical records from them. Obviously, your heroin addiction and your subsequent treatment. And then I'll add that to your claim. Can I take your GP details, please, Jason?
Dr. Kelly. Varis, V-A-R-I-S, Health Centre, Forest, Granton Road, Forest.
Centre. Granton Road.
Yeah, G-R-A-N-T-O-W-N, Road, Forest.
Sorry, can you spell Granton again for us? So sorry, Jason.
G-R-A-N-T-O-W-N.
It's in Road Forest, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. How long have you been with the GP for?
Ages, 10 years, maybe more.
Okay.
I mean, he was my doctor when I stayed in Forest. Well, he wasn't my doctor, but it was the same doctor's practice when I stayed in Forest. And then I moved away into Elby and have kids and that. And then when I moved back to Forest about 15 years ago, it would have been...
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So what I'll do, Jason, is I'll write to the social services of Rossy Farm and of the Cordyce Lifty School in Aberdeen. When I get your information back from your time in care, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, I don't mind. You're the boss.
It's up to you, sir. It's your journey.
Well, is it going to do me any good?
I can't tell you that. Is it going to piece some pieces of a puzzle back together for you? Possibly. Is it going to kick up some memories for you?
Yeah.
Definitely. Do you want the memories? It's entirely up to you.
If you think it's going to help, you go ahead.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Jason. It's going to take me a while to get that. I'll ask you again and 6 to 8 months' time when I get it.
Well, I'm in no rush. I know this is going to take a long time, you know, so,
yeah.
I mean, just go for it.
Okay. Okay, so what we'll do is when I get your, when I get all of your information back from your time in these institutions, we'll go through all that together, me and you, or you and I, should I say.
Right.
We'll make sure that you're happy. We haven't missed any evidence out, and make sure all of your statements are up to date and you have everything in there you want. And once you're happy with that, we'll then add your medical records to your case.
Okay,
before we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress, Jason. What the final submission means is we've already told them or gave them notice that we are claiming. We've got an application number for you, and we've also been recognised as your law firm. But we've also told them that we are going to be bringing support and evidence, which obviously gives you the best chance of getting the most out of this process, shall we say.
How long do you think this will take, the whole process?
Hopefully in the next 12 months we'll have it done.
Okay, look.
That's, yeah, it's probably going to be before that, but if I tell you 12 months, if it comes in before that, then it's a bonus, isn't it?
Well, I'm in no rush. This all happened over 40 years ago, you know?
Yeah, I know. So what I'll do is we'll submit everything to the Scottish Redress once we get all your information back. And then we will wait for a panel date, Jason.
Uh-huh.
That's when a panel of individuals will judge or adjudicate our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And we will then be notified of hopefully, you know, the recognition that you deserve in a form of an apology and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Harrison.
Right, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I bet you are. You deserve everything you get out of this as well. Do you understand that process, Jason? Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'll leave it in your capable hands.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I just have to go back one step with you, Jason. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, and obviously we're just about to start and embark on our largest body of work for you, I need to make sure that you fully understand and are on board with our fees and also what other options are out there available for you. Now, you've probably been through this with our customer care team, but I do have to run through this with you on this recorded call for our compliance team. So if I am repeating, you know, what you've heard before, I do apologise, but it is necessary. So just to let you know, Jason, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress scheme yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting and creating your own case. Or not, but that's an option for you. Option two, Jason, is that you can choose another law firm who will help you.
No, I'll leave it in your capable hands. I'm happy for you to do it.
Okay. I just need to explain this before you. So these law firms, there are other law firms out there, Jason, who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, but won't charge you any fees. It's quite important that the reason they don't charge fees is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government a nominal figure of £2,000. Per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, the scheme's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, Jason, and as a fellow law firm, I can't discuss with you, you know, what those law firms would do for you, or more importantly, what they don't do for you. Jason, all I can tell you is we as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We don't take a handout from the Scottish Government. And we don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government either. What we do with our clients, like yourself, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself.
On a no-win, no-fee.
No-win, no-fee contract, Jason.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Perfect. Our fees here are capped at 16% plus VAT. Now, that
right.
Makes out at 19.2%. The VAT is 20% of the 16, which is about 3.2.
Talk Spanish to me.
Yeah, if you just say you'll never pay us more than 20%, it's easier to understand. No matter how much time and effort and work goes on into your case, Jason, you'll never pay us more than 20%. inclusive of VAT. On the flip side, the no fee side of the contract, just for peace of mind, Jason, because of the sensitive nature of this case, obviously because of your time and care and the trauma you faced, and you know, potentially being classed as a vulnerable client, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful in gaining compensation for you. So what that means is, Jason, if you don't win, we won't come knocking or looking for our fees from you.
That's good to know.
Policy, yeah, our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, our end.
Okie doke.
Is that okay, Jason?
Yes, thank you for your time.
Do you understand those three options I've just given you, sir?
Yes, sir.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
I'm more than happy.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jason. Just before you go, Jason, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period. What that means is from the date you signed any documentation with us, if you wish to change your mind, up until day 14, you can rip up any agreements or contracts you have with us and walk away.
No, what have I got to lose?
Well, that's it. I was just going to say, well, I can if you were unaware, Jason, I can restart the 14 days from today. Or if you're happy with us, just to crack on, happy with us as a law firm, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period and we can get cracking on your case.
Yes, I'm very happy for you to crack on.
Yeah, so you're happy to waive the 14-day?
Yes.
Perfect. Jason, you have my number now. This is my direct line. My name's Michael. Save my number, please. If you need
I will do.
If you have any questions about your case, it's going to be me now that walks you through to the end. So if you need me for anything, just pick up the phone, ring me, leave me a message, and I'll call you straight back.
Okay, Doug.
I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks of all my contact details, and I'll keep in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, right, that sounds good.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Jason?
No, you've made everyone straightforward.
Thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jason. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Cheerio.
Bye now.